Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. Yeah. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Jamie Kennedy is here tonight.
Hola.
Jamie, you know, from his many features and, of course, the Jamie Kennedy Experiment, which was an excellent show. And I think Jamie surprised a lot of people during that show. I mean, characters, prosthetics.
How far I could take it.
Yeah, and be very convincing, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know if you ever got caught.
I used to get busted a lot, yeah.
You would? Really?
Yeah.
As the show got more popular.
Yeah.
See, that's what he was talking about last time he was here. That could not have been 2 years ago.
It could have been. Because I was telling Jamie last time he was in here, because I was watching the first season, you got to stop telling people you've been axed, because they'd always went, what? What does that mean? Because the show wasn't on at the time they were filming the bit. So you're telling someone, you got axed. They're like, huh?
One guy was like, what does that mean? I'm not with the mob. Another guy always thought it was drugs. Sure. Axed, do you have any?
Yeah. It's funny because every bit would end with the person looking around and go, what's axed? And then they go to commercial. And then, of course, 6 months later when the show was on TV, well, everyone knew what axed was. I can't believe they canceled the show.
I know, dude. It hurts me.
It was an excellent show.
Excellent. Thank you.
Was it an expensive show to do?
No, it wasn't that much at all. It was probably like $6.50 an episode. It was basically, I mean, that might sound expensive, I'm sorry.
300,000 listeners' heads just exploded.
No, like, I know.
What?
Well, I mean, usually for people listening, usually TV shows are like $1.5 million to produce. Yeah. So it's like really cheap, half of whatever. Right. But it got canceled, I think, because, I mean, our numbers weren't huge.
Right.
But our show was like a TiVo, like videotape, past the tape show.
Yeah.
And the thing is that here was our competition last year.
Gave the network some cachet.
Yeah, the network really got love off it. But last year we went against Final Year of Friends.
Oh, man.
Okay. but it wasn't our time slot, but basically Will and Grace.
It wasn't their time slot or day or week.
But, no, we were on Thursday night, but it's follow-up.
The show was still in the conceptual stages.
No one was watching anything except Friends. Okay, so at 9
Friends.
O'clock.
Well, I was watching Survivor.
We had CSI.
Yeah.
Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, CSI is what, 8 nights a week now?
We had Will and Grace.
CSI Burbank.
The Apprentice at times, and then Paris's show.
They're now coming out with a CSI.
And we were getting killed.
That's tough.
Yeah. They're coming out with a CSI Your House, and they're just doing one for everybody who lives in America.
It's CSI
like
Corolla.
280 million CSIs. It takes place in your house. it's a lot for the crew, especially, but it's going to work. They haven't worked out the logistics with craft service yet. But it is getting to that point, because eventually there'll be a CSI in every major city, and then it'll move into the smaller counties, and eventually you just have to start taking over houses, right?
You're missing the boat a little bit, because you're saying it's just by locality. You have to also conceive every topic in the dictionary.
CSI, no,
tortilla manufacturers.
There may be one for your car.
Yeah, to some mechanic.
And they'll say, like, CSI, Adam's dad's house.
Right.
All right.
CSI, Pacoima.
Jamie Kennedy is, by the way, you want to go to a place where there's some crime. You hit Pacoima. Jamie's going to be at the Irvine Improv starting Thursday. That's tomorrow. Friday. That's the following day after tomorrow. And then Saturday. That's the day after tomorrow.
Where do you live?
I live actually down the street. I'm happy with these.
So you don't live in Orange County, or you're driving down there.
And then Sunday. Three big shows each night. Four nights going into Sunday, Thursday through Sunday at the Irvine Improv. What are you doing? I don't know. I didn't know you were a stand-up.
Oh, that's how I started. I basically, tell jokes, do observations, stories, impressions, characters.
Ooh, impressions. I didn't know you started as a stand-up, but I'm trying to think of where I know you from originally, because I think the Jamie Kennedy experiment sort of screwed everybody up.
You've been coming on this show for years.
Yeah, I've been on the show since the Scream movies.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's probably where everyone first saw your puss, right?
Yeah, they probably saw my puss.
And you were doing stand-up for how long before that?
Did it from 90 to, like, 95.
Ooh.
But only, like, I did, like, open mics, coffee houses.
Right.
Did I just say houses?
Or and, cool houses.
There's going to be a CSI.
houses. And then
CSI open mic. They go to all the Deli Smoker. They go to the Improv. They go to all the places where there's open
CSI
mics.
Improv, yes.
And they just take over the stage. Yeah, open mic. Open mic is
tough.
It's an awesome experience. Oh, here's what open mic is. Open mic is essentially
Angry Poet.
Scared straight. For comics. Like, yeah. We don't want you to do stand-up, and here's how we're going to do it. Do an open mic. And he got some bitter guy just go, don't eyeball me, son!
Oh, yeah.
And it just started. Here's what it is. 65 people show up.
Yeah,
sign up. You got the world's most bitter comic.
Yep.
The guy who never made it is in charge of the open mic guy, and he can't stand it because he's not getting the good slots. He just has these wrangler for these greenhorns that suck. And he's like, all right, listen, there's 65 of you. You're all going to draw a number out of the hat. We're going to take even numbers. The first 18 of you will get up on stage. You have 3 minutes. When Eddie Cantor's head lights up, that means you got 30 seconds, all right?
Wow. And
you're
going
to get hit. With a mag light over the head if you don't wrap it up in 30, and then we shut the mic off, and you go home, and you never come back.
Spoken like a true open micer. You must have done some time.
It's awesome. It was awesome.
And they also are open mic, so anyone shows up, like homeless people, anyone who thinks they can tell a joke.
And here's the beauty.
By the way, there's some funny homeless people.
Here's a real good part. So if you do make the cut from like 60 to 18, and you're on number 14. You know, now everyone in the audience for the first 10 guys, especially because 7 at night, are just more open mic guys that are not interested in your act. Somehow, their act is going to get compared to yours. So if they laugh it up for yours, they're not going to do it.
Right.
So now. Around guy number 11, here comes Pauly Shore. He's walked in, and he wants to work out some material. And Pauly, now, you got 2.5 minutes to do your bit, but not Pauly Shore. Pauly Shore walks up there, and he's like, so, what's happening out there? Oh, man.
Yeah.
He's, like, looking through a notebook, and he's like, I'm doing something for him. Wheeze,
buddy.
Yeah, the wheeze. Hey, give me a beer. Give me a Michelob.
Wow.
And then he like plops it down. He's like, now it's like, oh, the seasons are changing.
Calendar.
You can see the calendar pages blowing.
And the MC, by the way, is up his butt.
Yeah. MC can't do anything because Pauly Shore gets to stay up there, work out his mess. Now he's on his 45th minute.
Is it just on his mom's shop or anywhere?
This is at Dunkin' Donuts, where these open mics are held.
This is anywhere. And this is a few years ago now. And then, by the time, now Pauly Shore's done 44 minutes, so he's used up 26 guys worth of material. And then the guy gets up and goes, all right, well, it's 9 o'clock now, so that concludes the open mic. Now it's time.
Go back to eating your steak dinner.
Yeah, Geechee guy's going to be up here in just a second. And that's how it works. And you get yelled at. That's
wait
that's
a minute.
Really
you must have done open mic.
Yes.
Wow. How
so brutal.
Geechee guy, amazing reference right there.
Thanks, buddy. You know, Geechee guy, stand up comic, on a cruise that Jimmy and I took to Mexico about 10 years ago.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, that was the entertainment. Geechee.
That's where the girl ran up to and said, am I who you think I am?
Yeah, what was that? All right. Oh, yeah. All right. Anyway. Yeah. Open mics, horrible experience. Yes?
Yes. I couldn't put it any better than what you just said.
And it's really, like I said, it is scared straight for comics. It is how, it's, we want to get you to quit. We're gonna separate the wheat from the chaff here. We're going to get you out of here.
Yeah. If you can survive that. Then
and then once in a while, you get the constructive criticism from the guy. Nobody wants to hear your stories about your mommy either. Tell jokes, okay? And wrap it up with a joke. We don't want to hear any. It's like, okay, thanks. You tell me the kind of comedy to do now? You're yelling at me to be funny?
There's a guy that looks like a homeless guy in The Last Comedy Standing. Is he?
That guy's brilliant.
Is he?
Axe guy is absolutely brilliant. I don't know his name, but he holds a coat over his thing.
Yeah.
And he was on my show. We X'd him. We did a bit at the Comedy Store where we had all these comics think they were...
Oh, I saw that. They thought they were auditioning for like some Sultan of Brunei or something.
Yeah, and they were going to come over and they were going to get this great payday, but they're also going to have to be sex slaves. And they didn't find that out until later on. And this guy got... he's brilliant one-liner, like straight up snappy guy, but I don't know if he won or not.
All right. Well, we'll have to watch, or maybe it's done. I don't know. Anyway, Drew, don't do an open mic.
Don't
right.
do open mic.
Take some calls. And
Drew, do they have an open mic for opera singers? Because Drew sings a little opera.
No. Just strictly for proctologists and all pediatricians.
Right. All right. Jamie Kennedy in studio tonight. Going to meet the Irvine Improv tomorrow through Sunday.
Not an open mic.
Richard?
Yeah, this is me.
Oh, Crank Anchors.
Oh, Richard, you're 17.
Yeah.
Say Cranky Anchors.
Cranky. I like Cranky Anchors. It's good.
That's him, right?
Just say Cranky Anchors, would you, idiot?
Huh?
Say Cranky Anchors. Say it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. What is...
Wait, was that a fake call?
We're not sure.
We just think it's the guy that... Anderson, drop that in for us, if you would.
Yeah, it sounds like him. Anderson's not in studio tonight.
Oh, he's not
right.
again.
Well, there you go. There's a... Forget it, Drew. Why bother?
Yeah, you're right.
All right. Nicole?
Hi.
You're 19. What's up?
Not much. I have a little bit of a dilemma. I have sex a lot, and I cannot manage to ever orgasm except orally, but it's in a little bit of a different spot than most girls. It's not like a clitoral orgasm. It's actually like... I guess it's the urethra, is what you want to call it.
Oh, really?
How do you know when your urethra is being stimulated?
I can feel it. That's the only spot that I can actually get stimulated. During sex, there's not much stimulation, but I do get wet.
Mm-hmm. How far is the urethra from the clitoris?
It's in the neighborhood.
Don't show me a picture. No, I don't want to see a drawing. I don't want to see drawings of
vaginas.
I'm not
sure it's a drawing.
I want to see.
It's a plate, actually.
All right, show Jamie where it is. I mean, how far? How many inches?
What's
quarter
that?
Inch?
Yeah, yeah.
Let me see.
Half
hold
inch.
Your hands.
Half inch.
Yeah, let me smell it.
No.
Okay, that's about 5/8 of an inch. All right.
So it's like here it is.
Uh huh. All right.
Urethra.
Uh huh.
Clitoris. It's
okay.
In the neighborhood.
Oh, clitoris is at the top.
Yeah.
Wow. I always had it down here.
No.
Wow.
Where's hers?
Live and learn. Hey,
where's
Nicole.
Where's
calling from Riverside.
Janet
by
Jackson.
The way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, sweetie P.
I don't understand how you know when somebody is even at your urethra. That's not an area that has that kind of sensitivity. I mean, how would you even find it? How would you know that's...
Well,
oh, you got rid of her?
Do you mean...
No,
you...
I didn't get rid of her. She's not
Nicole?
Talking.
What?
She cursed online.
Oh, so you kicked her off?
I don't know.
Yes, she did. She did curse.
Look,
did anyone...
is it too late just to run the best stuff?
Yeah, let's pack it in. Jamie's got to leave at 11. Let's
call tonight. Yeah. Look, we got off to a bad start. And you know what? You know, let me tell you something. Show business shouldn't be much different than sports, which is what we just did is we went out. We missed our first 11 shots. And the coach...
We just tripped over the first
coach
hurdle.
Coach also throw... Yeah, but that's taken us out. I mean, here's what I mean. We're like pitchers who went out in the first inning and got shelled. And
the skipper is then going
to the bullpen.
Yeah, yeah, quick.
Okay.
Quick. Help the guy out.
Yeah, listen, you had a rough night. Yeah. Let's go. Tonight's not your night. Just sit down. Put the sweat jacket on and sit down. Here's some dip. Here, go throw a tantrum with the fungo bat there against the Gatorade cooler. There you go. All right, sit down. It'd be nice.
Yeah.
Okay, tonight's not our night. That's all right. We've had good nights.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're all stars. It's just, but even all stars get shelled every once in a while. They got to pull them in the first inning.
They just hammered three out of the park.
Yeah, let's just hit the dugout. That's all I'm saying. Jamie, take over. Buddy.
Wait, there's Nicole. Nicole's back. Nicole?
Yes.
So, how is it that
she doesn't know.
Yeah,
Do you mean where your urine comes out?
It's like the sensation that you get when you have to pee. It's like almost that sensation, but something about it causes me to orgasm. Like, I have no sensation really in my clit, like, or like in my vagina. Like, I don't have like as much sensation in there. It's very little.
Are you sure? Are you sure you know where all these different anatomical structures are?
Yeah, I have a general idea of it.
Yeah, I get you have a general idea that they're sort of down somewhere between your legs, but is there do you actually know what you're talking about?
Oh, she doesn't know. She's calling from Riverside, for Christ's sake. They think there's packing peanuts inside of people over there. They're like bleeding people. They're using leeches. They're putting spells on people. They don't have medicine in Riverside,
right? You're right.
Everyone's just cooking up crank cupping. And watching TV. They're doing the cupping. Yeah, they're probably doing a lot of like exorcisms and removing demons and things like that. There's no actual medicine. Okay. It's real. It's like going deep into the rainforest and finding a tribe of white trash.
What are you gonna
Riverside?
Do?
What are people doing in Riverside?
Well, imagine what it's like right now there.
Let's see.
So hot.
Here's how you can picture Riverside. Get into a horrible... Okay, here's here. You want to know what Riverside's like? Get into El Camino that's up on blocks. Have it be like 122-degree day.
Yeah.
You get in there, roll the windows up, no air conditioning. And then what I'll do is I'll take some mud and I'll just sort of smear it over the windshield. Yeah. And you just sit there and look out at what seems like light, but you can't really make anything out.
And then we're going to blow dust in through the
vents. Yeah. That'll be it.
That's Riverside?
That's Riverside.
That's the Riverside experience. Just like the Jamie Kennedy experience is the Riverside experience.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's experiment.
You just killed it.
Experiment.
It
I beg your pardon. You're right.
Yeah. But people must have made that mistake a few times, right?
All the time.
The Jamie Kennedy experience.
Every TV show I ever.
Yeah.
I'll go on the Tonight Show and it's from a Jimmy Kennedy experience. Jimmy Kennedy.
Do Kimmel.
How do you do Jimmy? He's hard.
I don't know. First, you got put on like 30 pounds. That's number one. I don't know what Jimmy sounds like. Nothing specific.
He's just kind of.
Yeah, he's just a regular guy.
Yeah.
He's an everyman.
It's been good to me.
Stephanie?
Yeah.
I think he's a fan of yours.
Hi, I love you to death.
You're 21.
Yeah.
Who do you love?
I love you guys so much. You have no idea.
Okay.
That's true.
Thanks.
Okay, you're right. My problem is terrible.
Mm-hmm. All right. Go ahead.
All right. I've been with my boyfriend for like 4.5 years, almost 5 now. Mm-hmm. And he's 19. I'm 21, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, here's the thing. I mean, I'm not ugly. I'm like pretty hot. Like, I have no complaints from other guys. I mean, I try to have sex with him. And, like, he's, like, so, like, distant to me. And, like, he doesn't want to have anything to do with me when it comes to, like, sex. Like, he won't make out with me. Like, all my friends and stuff will hang out and stuff. They'll be making out, and I'll be, like, kind of a kiss. And he'll be, like, ew, ew. Like, he's real childish about things.
Are you sure he's your boyfriend?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's my boyfriend. But, I mean, we live together.
Currently?
And, I mean, I try to...
Currently you live together? Oh, Stephanie. Yeah, currently you live together?
Yeah, we've been living together for 4 years.
Yeah.
Does he watch Queer Eye for the straight guy?
No. He's like a really, like, he's really manly about things. He's, like, really buff and, like...
Oh. Uh-oh.
Like, he might be overcompensating.
Does he shave? Does he shave?
Like,
since
no.
He was,
like,
wait a minute.
Like,
he's been living with you since he was 15?
Yeah. His parents kicked him out of the house.
I got a new show. Bye Guy for the Took Eye. It's trying to convince... bisexuals to have anal because normally they just do with the BJ.
It's Took Eye for the bi guy.
Took Eye for the bi guy. Yeah. Write that down, Drew.
they have a Queer Eye Great Britain now. Queer Eye UK.
Yeah. They need one over there.
You can't wear that. It's awful.
You see it?
I'm just assuming that's what they do.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's just a bunch of guys in scarves.
And then, but of course, the British, the family, the guys that they recreate, everyone's so civilized. There's like no reaction when he's brought back. Oh, honey, that's sweet.
Stephanie?
What's next?
I'm curious what you think this girl's boyfriend's problem is.
I'll tell you what it is.
He's done.
How often do you guys have sex?
Why is everybody cursing?
I'll tell you why people curse on this show.
It's out of respect.
The FCC
out of respect
is
for you,
gonna come.
Well, here's the thing, and here's the reality.
You have the 7-second thing.
Here's the yes. And ours is like 3 days.
Yeah, we have quite a few.
Shannon,
here's the whole thing. First off, people are stupid. They're exquisitely dumb.
Yeah.
Okay. And the people that call this show, I mean, if you think the general populace are dumb, take the callers that call this show. Yeah. That is the bottom of
the extra
catfish.
Extra super.
Yeah. Extra super crazy dumb. Okay, so you got that. Now, we talk about stuff. It's like, oh, you're finger blasting and cornholing and all this kind of stuff. And people are like, all right, listen what Adam's saying. Well, certainly the S word pales in comparison on the offensometer than all the with all the disgusting talk about the anal rings and the plugs and the clitoris and all that, right?
They're medical terms.
But it does to right-thinking people. We just live in a bizarre society where somehow the S word, you saying, I don't give an S, is unacceptable, and me saying butt plug with a Briggs & Stratton motor on it, pushed up the tuck eye and put on high. That's fine. That's fine. I've won on a technicality.
Yes, yeah.
That's really what it is.
Yes.
So the less discriminating
cannot sort of sort out where the boundaries are. Our callers.
Yes, our callers are part animal.
Yeah.
Actually, they're part human. They're mostly animal.
Yeah.
With a small traces of human DNA in them. Mm-hmm. And to them, they just hear all the disgusting potty talk, and that's it.
There you go. And talk about, yeah.
All right. But here's my question to these folks. How many times you ever really heard the S word or the F word on radio?
Yeah, how many?
You know what I mean?
How many times?
How many times?
As opposed to the big fan of the show that Stephanie has heard us berating people for using it.
Right.
Or for attempting to come on and not having their wits
about. And believe me, if we could use the S word, I would use it so much that you wouldn't even be Dr. Drew anymore. You'd be Dr. S.
Or Dr. Effing Drew.
Dr. Effing S.
Yeah.
The S word
would just become a comma.
Here's what it
would be a comma.
It'd be, hey, welcome to F-Line, everybody. Jamie Effing Essing Effing Esser is in here tonight with Dr. S. Thank you. Let's go to effing commercial. That's what it would be.
Yes.
All right. Let's take a quick break.
What kind of break?
Jamie Essie Effing Esser. Effer is going to be at the effing Irvine in S Prov F Day, that's tomorrow, and then S Day, that's Friday,
and
all the way
Thursday.
Through the effing weekend for three GD effing essing shows, a essing night. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back after this effing commercial. Hey, everybody. Drew, time to get back and do the show, buddy. It's a Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. S. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jamie Kennedy is in studio tonight. It's going to be at the Irvine Improv. That is tomorrow. That is Friday. That is Saturday and Sunday. Three big shows each night. Wow. Go see Jamie Kennedy in the flesh. And
effing Kennedy.
One quick story before we go back, Jamie and I just talking about the old days of doing the open mics and how that sucks so much. Very first time I ever did an open mic thing, and it's like losing your virginity. Mm-hmm. My voice cracked even saying it. I was like 15 again. Yeah. And you just never forget the horrible experience. I went out there, shaking like a leaf, did about 2 minutes at some comedy club. All my friends came out to watch kind of thing. And everyone's like, oh, no, that's great, it's great. And then went back to one of the friends' houses, and we were going to go out again. And she was like, yeah, let me just check my messages.
This is back in the, the tape message machine and stuff.
Yeah, big
you'd rewind
NASA
the tape.
Size, yeah. Reel to reel. big hubcap size reels. Oh, the thing took up the whole room. She's listening her phone messages, and it's like, call Janie when you and then you hear the person leaving the message, and you hear her sister pick up the other line. Oh no, Karen, I'm here. This is her sister. Oh, hi, it was a mutual friend. What's happening? I don't know. What'd you do tonight? We went out and saw Adam go do stamp. Oh, how was it? Not so good. Don't ask. And I'm just standing there just listening to that, and it's like, You want to know how you did? Listen to someone's phone.
What did your friend do? What did the one stand there?
She was going to take a dive for the machine. I was like, no, I need to let it play. And it's like, well, what was wrong with it?
You had to have seen it.
Oh, it was bad. I don't know if he thinks it's a comedy thing. It was so brutal because you stumbled onto it. Oftentimes people say, they yell something. You know, you cut them off, and they're like, "Hey, fat ass!" And you're like, "Yeah, he's just pissed because I cut him off. He's just pissed." But it's so easy to rationalize this. No rationalizing away. She's a nice girl who, like me, didn't want to say anything bad about me. Probably would have died if she knew I heard this. So it's as brutal as it gets.
I love when you get the backhand compliment too. I got a lady once who goes, "You're so brave up there. I don't know how you do it. How do you go on and bomb night after night after night?
Your skin must be like an armadillo. How do you do it? Oh, the stone silence of the fans as you sit there and go down in flames. And yet the next night you're back for a second heaping helping of humble pie. How do you do it? Wow, I admire you. Yeah, I like that too.
Ashley.
Hello.
Ashley.
Caller, Gwen. There you are.
You're
what's
18.
Up?
What's up?
Hi, sorry. Well, sometimes I, like, wake up and my sister is trying to touch me.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you sleep in the same...
grope my boobs.
She's trying to grope your boobs.
You sleep in the same room?
This is an all-star night.
It really is.
You sleep in the same room, Ashley?
Yeah.
How old is your sister?
She just turned 17.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So she's a year younger than you.
Well, she's almost 2 years younger than me.
Because you'll be 19 soon.
Yeah, in November.
All right. And you share the same room.
Yes.
You're 19 or almost 19. Maybe it's time you at least got your own pad, you know, like converted the garage or something, or just got your own apartment.
We have a really sucky garage, and I don't really have the money to move out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what do you do with your sister? Do you bat her away? What happens? What does she claim what you're doing? Do you confront her about this? What's going on?
Well, I'm wondering how to confront her, because it's getting really awkward, and when it happens, I just pretend that I'm still sleeping.
Is she doesn't sleep in the same bed as you, does she?
No, she just sleeps in the same room.
Why don't you just bat her away and just say, cut it out? Just a simple stop, for starters.
Well, because it's embarrassing,
Have you been previously abused when you were growing up, victimized or something?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's why.
What? And has she?
No.
No.
How did
no,
she get left matter. Out of the family yeah. affair? There.
Is she a half sister?
She's kind of got this fetish with boobs, though.
Okay. Hold on a second. Let's talk amongst ourselves. Ashley's calling from Missouri.
Yeah. This is true. That's what I was going to say.
I imagine everybody's in one huge room. I imagine Missouri's one giant room. And everybody, the governor, everybody.
They're all there.
They all just
they're
live
all
in the same.
Yeah,
now, he has a bigger section of the room. But they're all just under one roof.
That's bizarre.
So it's got to be hard for Ashley's sister. It's very confusing.
There's a porch that's like 750 miles long with just banjo playing nonstop. All right. You're 19. You should not only be thinking about getting out of the house, but if you're in the same room with somebody, you really need to be getting out
but
of that.
She's victimized. Yeah. She's been victimized, and she can't defend herself.
Now, how is it that her sister, and by the way, how big are your boobs?
I'm a 36 double D.
Oh, wow. We can't blame her, then.
God bless.
And
oh.
All right. Now, listen. Hold on now. How is it that your sister wasn't molested and you were?
Pure luck, I guess. I've had a really terrible life, and she's pretty much had it easy.
Why?
Yeah. Well, hold on a second, though. If you asked my sister what it was like growing up, it's like, oh, Adam was the favorite. You know, how is it, by the way? I always say to her, how is it, what, I got great parents and you got crappy parents and they just turned it on when they're around me? No, they were crappy with everybody. I'm sure you have the same parents?
Yeah.
All right, they were crappy to her and crappy to you, too.
Well, the thing is that they've pretty much cut off any money going to me, almost any, and they're still, like, they'll buy her $15 pairs of socks and stuff.
Yeah, she's 17. You're an adult.
Yeah.
Effectively. So, okay.
Yeah.
They're doing you a favor.
Yeah.
Adam's parents handed him a popcorn tin and sent him out to the garage. Popcorn tin was his toilet.
They didn't know I was going to defecate in it at the time.
I think they must have had an idea.
And by the way,
it's awfully convenient.
That was a graduation gift from my extravagantly rich uncle, who actually, nothing an 18-year-old wants more than some cheese-dusted popcorn in a Christmas motif tin.
But I'm saying,
around July.
Multiple-use tin. Multi-use tin. Now, they knew what they were doing.
It's exciting.
What the hell kind of gift is a popcorn tin for an 18-year-old graduates high school?
Well, guess what?
Holy Christ.
Very handy. That cement garage with no way into the house.
My biggest lament in life is not killing myself. Yeah. That's really my greatest lament. Yeah. Ashley, now it's too late. It really is.
Okay.
Ashley? Okay, so hold on. I'm intrigued.
Okay.
Let's see. Who molested you?
A lot of people.
Who started it?
Who got started?
My step great grandfather.
Step great grandfather.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who was probably
53.
Only
53.
He's like 31. Okay.
Huh?
So he started. Then who did the molesting after that?
The next person was a friend.
Okay.
Quaint.
All right. And then after that.
A boy at school.
Okay. Well, now here's you're now everything's going to be molestation. Now you have your sister molesting you.
Right. And she freezes and she can't come to her own defense and swat the sister away.
Now, your sister, the idea that she's going after your boobs in the middle of the night suggests that she had a little trauma as well.
Great grandpa got a hold of her too, I suspect.
The thing is that guys don't really like her. And she has this thing with guys who have boobs. It's kind of weird.
Guys who have boobs or girls?
Yeah. No, guys. See, we like to watch anime a lot, which is Japanese cartoons. And sometimes in anime, they like to have strange things like guys who have boobs.
Okay.
And
all right.
For some reason, she really likes that. And she wishes she had a guy who had boobs.
Okay,
and
Ashley.
I'm the closest thing that she can get.
I see. Okay, Ashley. Here's what I'm going to need you to do.
Okay.
I'm going to need you to freeze yourself in liquid nitrogen until your entire family dies, and then have somebody thaw you out like 30 years from now.
In the meantime,
and we'll start new.
Do not get pregnant.
Okay.
Now, what are you doing? Are you working? Get out of this house.
No, I go to school.
Can you get out of that house, please?
Okay.
Where do you live?
Huh? She's
calling from Missouri.
What city are you
she
in?
She is in Missouri.
Are you in Kansas City?
Oh, I thought you were kidding.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. You're not in Kansas City.
Okay.
No.
There you go. And by the way, get a map of Missouri and let's go through the several hundred counties and municipalities there until we land on the one she's in. I like that. You call. You're in Missouri. Yeah. What part? Kansas City. Nope. Get the map. Get the map until
right,
we find out what
know.
Part
now
of the
I must
city.
Know where she's from.
You got to guess it.
Well,
you got to guess right. You guess Kansas City.
Ashley?
Yeah?
Where are you right now? Where are you calling from?
Open. It's a small town.
Oh, my gosh.
What's it called?
I don't know if that's weird. That's weird that that's what you don't want to be right now.
Open?
Yeah.
Is it called? I don't think it's called.
Is open
it called
closed?
Holt?
It's called like
no.
Holt. What's it called?
Fulton.
Fulton. Oh, okay. Open.
Yeah, that's why I'm here, because Drew doesn't hear anything, right? All right, you're calling from... No, what city called Open? What's it next to Closed on Sunday?
Open's closed.
All right. Listen, Ashley.
Yeah?
I'm guessing they don't have a large therapeutic community over there in Fulton. But
if I... to the next biggest town, I could.
You know
what
get,
town
you
would that be?
Little, yeah,
but I don't have money for that.
What would the next biggest town be? What would its name be?
Columbia.
It's
all right, big city.
That's the capital,
and,
isn't it?
And you're going to junior college, I'm guessing.
No.
You going to a regular 4-year college?
Yes.
Okay. Are your grades okay?
Yeah.
Can you move into a dorm there? Get out of your home there.
Yeah, I'm trying.
All right,
okay,
there you go.
That's it.
Keep that up.
All right, so.
And use the student health services liberally when you get there.
Right.
Use the mental health services. It's free. Get a therapist. There you go. First, listen, everyone's in college. There are elaborate, wonderful services designed specifically for your age, and they're free. Use them.
Yes. And those of you coming from horrible environments, please get out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Make that job one.
Here, here.
And everyone says, oh, I can't afford it. Look, here's what you do. You put school on hold for a couple semesters. You get a job. You get a roommate. And you just move into a crappy apartment. That's what you do. You can really do. You can.
Yeah.
You might not be able to do it comfortably, but you can do it.
Yes.
It's easy. Mm-hmm. Even if you're getting minimum wage, you can do it. I moved out at three roommates in a one bedroom.
And you're cleaning carpets nothing. Occasionally.
Yeah. I was doing labor for $6.50 an hour. You can just do it. Just go. You got to sleep on the same futon. I guess we didn't have to be in each other, but, you know, that's a decision we made.
Well, he was in you, to be fair.
Yeah, but I was in the guy who was in front of me.
Oh, you Daisy Chain, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Daisy. Well, it's
it was more.
It's Chain Link Friends.
We call it more the Lumberjack.
Lumberjack.
Yeah, we're stacked up.
Yeah, Lumberjack stack, yeah.
Amanda?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I've been married for a year and a half, and mm-hmm. I've only gotten off once.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know what the deal is.
Mm-hmm. Is before your marriage, had you had orgasms?
No.
In okay. your life, have you only had one?
Yeah.
How were you able to achieve that?
Well, I don't know. It just kind of happened.
Was it during intercourse or oral sex or what?
Yeah, it was intercourse. So I was on top.
All right. Mm-hmm. Why don't you try to recreate that again?
I have.
And?
Nothing.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Maybe. What about oral sex? Does he give you oral sex?
Yeah.
And that doesn't work?
I mean, it'll get me worked up, but that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it may be that you're just 19. You're 19. Uh-huh. And yeah. it kind of, a lot of women's orgasmic function doesn't really fully develop, let's say,
yeah.
until early 20s.
Yeah.
So, but the fact that you could do it with intercourse is sort of, predictive that you should be.
The idea that you were able to have one
yeah.
during intercourse at what age?
19.
It's pretty good.
19, so that's with
Recently,
your
yeah.
with your husband.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's interesting, and it's sort of it's either
unusual.
It's unusual. Yeah. You don't have the rogue orgasm very often.
That's true.
Okay.
But she, oral sex is something maybe you could help him do better.
Do you think he could do a better job at that?
Probably.
All right. Maybe you could help him with that.
Okay.
Why'd you get married so young?
I don't know. I just figured he was the right one, so what's the point in waiting?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
She sounds... Where are you calling from?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. What are you getting?
Yeah. What does your husband do?
He's a brick mason.
Hmm. Decent gig if you can get in a union. He's got to get in a union.
Yeah.
All right. Why? Is that the business your dad's in or his dad's in?
Do what?
Okay.
Is that a family business? Does your dad do that or his dad do it?
His dad.
No, his dad.
Okay.
Let's do that again. Is that the family business that your dad or his dad does that?
How's that?
Is that a family business where his dad or your dad does that?
No, his dad does it.
Our callers tonight, lighting up the landscape.
They're reptile stupid
this
tonight.
This is a special show.
Yeah,
lighting up the land.
Normally our callers are monkey stupid.
I feel.
But these are reptile stupid.
Yeah.
Do you think I had anything to do with it?
I gotta believe.
I didn't know we went national. When did we go national?
10 years ago.
10 years ago?
We never got a call. Out of, like, besides Riverside or, like, OC.
We just never told you. We don't identify it usually.
Because we didn't want to freak you out.
I'm reptilian right now.
We didn't want to freak your ass out. All right, let's take a little break.
And let's break it
down. Let's go now. Let's go. All right, here we go. Jamie Kennedy is here.
Yeah.
We're going to get some good calls.
Yeah, I think our callers asked us. We'll be back right after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LVE-191. Jamie Kennedy in studio tonight. Jamie, you know from the Scream trilogy, Or they do two of those.
They did three.
They did three.
I was killed in the second, but somehow I made it to the third.
Yeah. That's all right.
It's a filmmaking.
Sure. And it's called the artistic license.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Willful suspension of disbelief.
There it is.
That's enough. He's going to be at the Irvine Improv. That is tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Three big shows all 3 days. And then on Sunday, which may be his people. No, wait a minute. Three big shows on Saturday, two shows on Saturday, and then Sunday, which is his people's Sabbath. He rested, but not after cracking some good jokes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not until after cracking some good jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
You go to church, right. You tell some jokes.
Yeah. True.
Oh, yeah.
When's the last time you went to church?
Yeah, when did you go to church?
Never. Never?
Drew, what do you believe? Are you an atheist?
Yeah, come on.
Agnostic? You seem like you're just a practicologist.
I am a practicologist.
You're just like pretty much whatever is practical.
But yeah, that's true. I kind of am. But
you're a realist.
I'm trying to find a spiritual side. I'm looking.
Searching. I was raised Catholic. Am I crazy?
I was raised Jewish.
Okay.
Oh, really? Do you have a yarmulke and stuff?
I guess I did.
Yeah.
I went to Saturday school till I was like 9.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I'm giving Allah a second look. I know he's got a little bad press over the last few years, but I've given it some thought. You know? It seems like
it's
a decent religion.
Important.
If you're a dude, seems like the way to go.
Virgins.
You know what I mean? You get the virgins, yeah. Your wife. You just beat her over the head. It's no big deal. You just drag her around. Yeah. She's got to wear a sleeping bag when she leaves the house. It's awesome. They don't talk back. I mean, you don't really do that. As a woman, you may not want to get into that, but as a dude...
Your wife would be perfect for this.
Good religion.
Oh, she'll be just...
Yeah.
All
right. Honey, learn how to do that thing, would you?
Put the scarf.
Yeah. I may be, Allah's my guy.
Okay.
Yeah. He just needs a publicist. That's all.
A better publicist.
A little bad. That's all right. Lena?
Yeah.
And by the way, it all makes such perfect sense. You're 22?
Yes.
Yeah. Trouble in the Middle East, by the way.
Shocking.
Boy, can't believe it. Cannot believe it. That'll blow over any day.
It is a point, though. That's what I'm not into is orthodoxy.
Oh, come on.
That troubles me. What's up, Lena?
Mm-hmm. Hey, I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I have a geographic tongue.
Congratulations.
Thanks, mm-hmm. I guess.
What is that?
The tongue looks like a map. When you stick your tongue out, it looks like a map.
Really?
It looks geographic.
Really?
Why is that?
Well, it's smoking cigarettes, yeast,
all full
nutrition.
Lines and stuff.
It's like little like continents.
You know, really?
They sort of drop out.
Drop
out of papillae of the
really?
Yeah.
You born with that, or you?
They don't really
I've
know.
I've had it since I was about 3 or 4 months old.
They don't really know what caused it, and there's no treatment for it. There's no it's not necessity. There's no necessity of treatment.
Yeah, no, it's pretty benign.
Yeah. So what's the question?
So actually, I wonder if it makes me more susceptible to STDs. Like in the past, I was with guys, and I was always very safe, but. Now I have a girlfriend, and really, we never use dental dams or anything, and I wonder if
With a guy, you could get, like, a pocket of semen from, like, 3 months ago that was just wedged in crater-like, by the way, in your tongue, right?
Yeah, or you could just reenact, you know, some nuclear holocaust or something. It's
crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. She's got a girlfriend now.
Yeah, but, Lena, you're not practicing safe sex, so obviously your risks are greater just by virtue of that fact. But there's nothing about the geographic tongue, no.
Okay.
That I'm aware of. Anyway.
Well, what's the deal? You're bisexual?
Yeah.
All right. What happened? You get molested?
No. I've had a fine home life and a wonderful education, which seems to set me apart from everyone else tonight. And
You're just open. I like that.
Are you flexible?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you see a guy down the street, you like him, you might be with him too, right?
Well, yeah, except that right now I'm in a community.
You got a girl.
She's
a
boy. Yeah, she's a relationship.
All right.
Where'd you go to college?
WashU.
No,
in St. Louis.
Too.
Another city in Missouri, by the way.
Yeah.
All right, WashU.
It's a great school.
That's a great school.
I spoke there. Like, about when you were there,
bless
I think.
You after you say what college you went to.
I spoke there about 3 years ago.
No, you did not.
2 years ago. Yes, I did.
All right, Lena.
It's a great school. Got a great medical school.
All right.
Yep,
all right. Well, good luck.
Thanks.
And go fighting Kleenex or whatever, WashU.
Washington University.
Oh, okay. All right, baby doll. Have fun with that girlfriend of yours.
I plan to.
All right. All right.
We have a good time.
All right. Yeah, she's fine with the geographic tongue. Gabriel, who's 19 over here, wife complains he wants too much sex. Yes, Gabriel?
Yeah, I'd just like to say thanks for letting me get on and everything. And yeah, my wife says that I'm oversexed, and I had a question just to kind of put her thoughts to rest on that. How often or much can a guy go in one night and still, you know, keep going, or however I want to put that, you know, am I oversexed?
Well, we're going to have to ask Mr. Al. A one, a two, a three. Three. Yeah, I don't know.
We'll address
it. You're 19. You can go.
And go and go.
And just keep going.
Well, let's talk about it after the break. And unfortunately, Jamie will not get to hear the answer to this one.
He will, because he'll listen to it in his town car on the way back to his palace.
There you go.
Where all the TV people live.
Man, palaces.
All right. Jamie Kennedy in tonight. Only staying for the first hour, so we have to say bye to him.
Thank you guys for having me.
Hey, Jamie. Always a good time when you come in on the show. And you come in anytime you like.
All right. I want to know if you want to do an open mic.
Yeah. Jamie and I are going to go. We're going to go hit like the Cheesecake Factory out in Irvine.
But if you miss him there, he'll be at the Irvine Improv.
Yeah. All week. Yeah. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jamie Kennedy has left the building. All right. Now, when we left off, we were speaking to Gabriel. Gabriel's 19. He's married. Talking to a lot of young married folks.
Yeah, a lot tonight. All 19.
Yeah.
19 to 21.
Right.
Don't they read the statistics on these marriages? They don't work.
You used the word read.
Don't they? Aren't they aware? Don't they?
Yeah, no, they don't. No, they don't. Gabriel?
Yeah?
Why'd you get married at 19?
Well, I guess I found the right one, like one lady said before, but really, probably since about 15 or 16, I've been looking for a girl to, you know, spend a lot of quality time with and really get to know and stuff, but
right.
We found one that likes to spend quality time with me,
to hump
too,
the crap out of.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right. What's what do you mean by quality time?
Oh, right? I guess, yeah.
What are you talking, Adam? How dare you?
All right. So you found out, how old were you when you met your wife?
Actually, it was about a year ago we met.
All right.
And, we got married after about 9 months.
All right.
So, it wasn't too long or too short.
All right.
Well,
so your
when
wife...
it's right, it's right. And by the way, you know, when you meet someone at 18 and you've been with them for 6 months, that's half your life.
Yeah.
So why not get married?
Well, think about it this way.
Like, you meet someone at 35, you're with them for 3 years, it's not enough time.
At 19, you're with them for a year. You've been pubertal for 6 years,
yes.
Sort of adult, quasi-adult for about a year and a half. That's your entire adult life.
Entire adult life. All right. So you've been with her your whole life. Now how often will she let you have sex with her?
Well, she'll let me have sex with her every night, but she just says, that sometimes it's too much.
Why?
Well, I don't know. It's... her own preference, I guess. I don't know.
And what is her preference?
Probably once or twice, regular.
In a session?
Yeah.
Gabriel, I can't read your mind. Can't read your mind, buddy, so you're going to have to be explicit with me here. What is her problem, and what is your wish?
Well, usually I try for like 5 times a night, or 5 times in like 2 or 3 hours.
Does that mean 5 orgasms?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For me and her both, hopefully.
Uh-huh.
But she's not up for that.
Well, sometimes she is, sometimes she isn't. Just kind of depends on that. But
the reason you're calling is because she isn't. It's not because sometimes she is and sometimes she isn't.
And by the way, how does she have time to do anything else? Does she have a job? Or do you work?
Yeah, I work. I've got a job and everything. I'm a janitor, it's not too rigorous of work, so I got a lot of extra energy.
All right, here's the whole thing. You need something to do. You need something to keep you busy.
Yeah.
I don't know if you got to build ships in a bottle or...
channel that energy.
Maybe you just need to infect yourself with the Epstein-Barr virus. I did that. I just rammed a pen infected with Epstein-Barr right into my arm. It slowed me down.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. No, here's the thing. You're a janitor.
Mm.
Your job should be to... to try to get a better job.
Yeah.
And that means taking night courses. That means finding a specific field of study or something you're interested in. You need to pursue things.
Put that energy into some, put that libido into some other life force.
Right.
Other than sex.
Other than your wife and the futon.
Yeah.
And sometimes and even the pets that are nearby.
Yeah.
You need something to do. Because here's the thing. If you show up and your only hobby is getting it on with your old lady and you got plenty of energy and plenty of time to kill, you're going to give her a workout every night and then that's going to freak her out.
Yeah.
Let's talk career. Gabriel.
Yeah?
You're a janitor now.
Yeah, but I'm looking for more gainful employment.
Yeah, what are you looking to do?
Just about anything that's not a janitor. Something right. better than that.
If you had your choices.
What would you like to do?
Any kind of engineering, any kind of, you know, inventing of some kind like that, you know. Electronics, technical, whatever.
Are you trained that way?
Self-trained some, but I want to get trained. So I've been
I could see you, let's say, designing a commercial aircraft.
I'm building it out. Not just designing, building it out.
Full scale. You understand, there's degrees and things to you got to get so people let you do that, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
You plan to do that?
You want to do that?
Maybe.
All right.
But what is that thinking? Wait a minute. So there's some very disturbed thinking going on here.
Well, I wouldn't call it disturbed. It's just 19-year-old thinking. It's just he happens to be married. You understand? So you think, here's what happens. We talked to a lot of 19-year-olds who have three kids and have been married for 4 years. So we're like, oh, well, this is dad. This is the husband, the father, the provider. What kind of talk is this? You don't know what you want to do or you're busy into this or that.
That's not what I'm complaining about. I'm complaining about the fact that he goes, I want to be an engineer. You know, I want to be a rocket scientist.
Right.
Well, you're going to need to get some degrees training. Hey, are you going to look into that? Not pas moi.
Well, listen, you explain to him what moi means, by the way. Hey, Gabriel?
Yeah?
You sound like an intelligent guy who probably didn't do too well in school.
Yeah, I couldn't focus. I was too social. I was one of those types that was like the class clown. Always ended up in trouble rather than
All right. We're just looking down the road, so when you call the show 10 years from now, you don't have to tell us it's Gabriel the janitor.
No, hopefully not. More than likely not.
What's the plan for how that's not going to happen?
Well, I'm planning on trying to get to go to school, working up, getting in touch with like student aid and different things like that.
Okay.
And what are you going to study in school?
Well, I'm going to start off with some sort of engineering. I have to, you know, go and actually check out the courses at the college before I can.
All right, buddy.
Why?
Do anything.
Why don't you go? Well,
he's
taking
engineering. Fine.
He's got to go do it. No patience with. I'm thinking about maybe getting around to.
You're going
to
give
go
your kids an eating disorder. Leave the kids alone.
Do it.
Look at my mother.
That's what I'm talking about.
My mother graduated Valley College when she was like 62, and look at her. She got her Chicana Studies degree. She's doing great now. Living in the house your mom bought 50 years ago and not working, but it's all, I mean, Drew, come on, buddy. She got her education. Yeah.
Gabriel wants to build aircraft carriers, though.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Chicano Studies degree. You see my mom, right?
Yeah.
Looks like the Pillsbury Dough girl. Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't seen her in a long time, though. I met your wedding. I saw your wedding. But one of the strangest...
Tom Petty, white.
Yeah.
By the way. Yeah. And
Tom Petty here, too, strangely enough.
Got the Chicana Studies degree under her belt.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Well,
it's a gold mine.
Yeah.
It's a gold mine. It is a gold mine.
So much you can do with it.
Oh, it's a gold mine. A gold mine. Go ahead, Drew. What were you saying?
What's the guy that Huell Hauser? Maybe he can put her to work. He's into that kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Send her down to the Menudo factory in San Fernando. Sure. Fantastic. Gold mine.
My strangest Adam Carolla's mom story, though. However, was when you and I were on Conan, and we went to New York, flew out there, New York, and the show's over. We finished, do our thing. This audience stands up, and there's Adam's mom on the audience at Conan in New York City.
Did you spot her?
I'm like, that's a woman, looks like your mom out there. It's weird. And he goes, Adam goes, oh yeah. She was gonna, she came out.
Yeah, she
you
was.
Have to be in New York at the same time as
she
us.
She was in New York. I don't know what the hell she was doing. No, don't get anyone think she was there on business or anything.
No.
She was just sort of flopping at someone's place with my stepdad.
Still, though, what a weird experience.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I forgot she was there.
Yeah. I mean, you said hi to her and then sent her on her way, mind you.
Well, I don't have that much to talk about. Sadie?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Not much.
Well, why'd you call the show?
Well, you see, because when I have sex, I like have the urge to have to go to the bathroom.
That's a fairly common.
Yeah. Very common.
Has that only started recently, or is that every time?
Yeah, like the first 3 times I had sex, it never happened.
Yeah.
Like with the first 3 guys.
Yeah.
And like after that, like every single guy, I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeesh.
All right. You're only 15, baby doll.
Yeah, I know.
I'm really concerned here.
Well,
what's this all about?
I'm marginally concerned. Why? Are you acting out?
Oh, yeah.
What's going on?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, it seems like you've been through quite a few guys at a very young age.
Well, it happens.
It happens, right. But it happens with people that are having problems or have had problems or been traumatized or in need of help.
You had any problems?
Well, like, I've never been, like, molested or raped or anything. Just, like, I've lived, like, in different families a lot.
Why?
Just, like, my parents weren't stable enough.
And so you've been in foster families?
No, like my aunt.
Yeah.
Like
your
my
parents,
grandma,
your parents drug addicts?
Yeah, my mom and my dad were, yeah.
Are you a drug addict?
No.
Okay, good.
All right.
I'm going to check that one off the list at least.
Well, give her time. She's only 15.
Yeah, she'd be into it already probably.
All right, so having drug addict parents and being passed off to the aunt's house.
Very traumatic.
Very traumatic.
Yeah.
And so this now is some sort of attempt to rekindle intimacy, closeness to other people. It's the only way you feel whole. It's not good. We're looking through our crystal ball into the future, and we don't see good things on this road.
Mm-hmm.
On this road. But the peeing thing, yes, it's common to irritate the urethra and for women to have an urge to pee. Doesn't necessarily mean you're going to lose your urine during intercourse. It could mean you have a urine infection, so somebody should check your urine to see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, I've had, like, physicals, like, for cheerleading.
Oh.
Like, different kinds of sports.
That's a decent gig.
Like,
yeah, I'll be, pep team over here. Yeah, I'll be conducting physicals.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to drop the panties with your name on the back. A little look-see down there. No, keep the skirt on. Yeah. That's what I would do. If I was a doctor, I would do cheerleading physicals.
With skirts on, panties down.
Well, you got to come in the outfit, yeah.
I see.
Yeah, it is a cheerleading physical,
Some sort of remnant traumatic experience you had as a deprived high school student.
I just think it would be a decent gig, you know?
Filter
out the dudes and a lot of the older broads, you know? Sadie?
Yeah.
All right, so you had the physical. Everything was good?
Yeah, like there was like no, like,
no
anything
infections.
Wrong with my bladder, nothing.
All right,
like
good.
That.
Okay. Excellent. All right. But Sadie, cool out here.
Chill out, baby.
Okay.
Maybe get a boyfriend. How about
get
that?
A boyfriend.
I have one.
Okay. Well, fight to keep him. And you're going to get pregnant.
No, I'm not.
Why not?
How not?
Because they're always, like, it's always protected sex.
Condoms?
What?
Condoms?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you're smart and you're fastidious and you're careful, right?
Yeah. Because my mom was pregnant with me at a very young age.
How old was she?
She was 18.
All right.
Oh, boy.
All right.
3 years to figure it out here.
All right. Come on now. Let's go.
Break it down, Sadie.
Break
Come on.
It down, Sadie. Let's get those grades up. Go off to college somewhere, huh?
Okay.
All right. Are you studying in school?
Actually, I haven't gone to school yet.
I see. Why not?
Because I moved again. We moved again. I was living with my mom again over in Stevensville. And then moved to St. Paul's. then.
Oh, okay. So you want your steam shovel. So that's, that's a good, that says crow flies. That's about
60 miles.
So you're basically saying about almost 70 miles, yeah?
No.
How far is it from Stevensville to Shelbyburg or wherever you're from?
I don't know how many miles, but it's like 4.5 hours.
All right. Well, I was on a donkey, right?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Do well in your new school. Try not to have sex with the student body.
Oh,
the moving around as a kid, uprooting, dumped off at the aunt's house, drug addict parents, going to a new school. I wouldn't have left, by the way. Like, when I was in junior high or high school, if my folks wanted to leave town or we're moving up north or something, would have been, hey, adios. Absolutely. Yeah. Would have never went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Oh, I would just crash at a friend's house.
Right.
Absolutely. Anytime after the age, I'd say...
15.
I was going down around 13, yeah, 14. Okay. But yeah. Mark?
Yes.
You're 25?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, what's happening?
Old caller.
Yeah.
Well, first off, you guys are great. I think you're both very smart and funny.
Thanks, Mark.
What happened is my girlfriend, we and I lived together, and she caught me masturbating to internet porn, and she freaked out, and this happened like 2 days ago, and it's just kind of been hell for me since.
What kind of freak out
right.
did she do?
What did she do?
Like, you know, how can you do this? This is disgusting. And it just, you know, a lot of.
Well, the disgusting part, she got a point.
I mean, it was such an episode Mark could barely finish.
Yeah.
He just barely finished.
I mean, it's sad and disgusting.
Yeah. What kind of internet porn, by the way? Something specific?
I mean, not too bad. Just naked girls. And, you know. Occasional lesbians, but
right. Does your girlfriend have any kind of history where she was being objectified or anything like that?
And to listen to her show, the only thing I can think of is she went through her parents went through a nasty divorce when she was like 13 and 14.
I was gonna ask, by the way, if her dad cheated.
Oh, interesting.
Both parents did.
Ooh. Interesting.
Huh.
The mom's cheating could have been payback.
After the dad,
my guess is dad cheated, and that freaks a girl out, by the way. When a 12, 13, 14-year-old girl finds out that dad was on top of his secretary, it totally freaks him.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm just trying to think of basic sort of psychological damage you can do to your daughter without actually physically molesting her or doing anything like that. You know, you want to F your kids up naturally,
you know,
but you don't want to do any prison time.
Think about this. I believe that one of the reasons women are so resistant to being realistic about how men actually are is to admit that dad is that way too.
Interesting.
And dad behaving like a man, like cheating with some floozy,
right,
blows through all that defense and makes them sort of...
Yeah.
Realize that it could be that.
Yeah, because dad sort of is every man.
Right.
Then it's a nightmare. So, I mean, if your daughter finds out you've been cheating, it freaks her out in every relationship from that point forth.
Yeah.
Let's face it. I would even put it up there, depending on when she found out you're cheating, with molestation at a certain level.
Less in terms of her personality and character structure, but very intense in terms of her interpersonal experiences.
Yes, less in terms of her acting out, but on a par with that in terms of stability in a relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Mark.
And strangely, they always get the guys to do something that's interpreted as cheating.
Yeah. All right. So, Mark, there's really here's what you need to do, and here's what I and we always talk about this, and I believe it's the best advice. You need to say to her, look, get over it. I'm 25. I got this computer. It's essentially, it's a window to all pornography that has ever been created. It's a magic
window.
It's called a magic window. Then it makes sense. Like, don't call it a computer. It's not the thing you pay. Don't look at this thing you pay your bills on and email your stepdad with.
Yeah. And by the way, it never meant to. That window does not compute. Computing is not what it's used for anymore.
Look at it as a magic window to every piece of pornography that's ever been created, and then try to tell me not to look into it.
Don't look through.
Look through the magic window. Call it the magic window. That's what I do at my house. Look at Buster.
Magic looking glass.
Even magic. Magic box. And the point is it's like you were looking at porn. Of course, it was in the magic box. And not the computer. Yeah, see, you look at it as the thing. Yeah, you look
computers
at
computers are your math homework.
Wow, this is the magic box. If you start labeling it that, you can't not look at pornography.
What if I was the last time you did some computing on a computer?
I didn't know. I just thought it was all. Yeah, I thought it was. I knew you could do eBay, Google searches, and then porn. Yeah. I didn't even know there. I don't think there's actually any computing going on.
Right, there isn't.
All right, it's the magic box.
Yeah.
Can't blame a guy for looking. Here's what I'm saying. You tell her, look, sweetie, get over it. This ain't no big deal. I don't cheat on you. I love you. Yeah. This is what 25-year-olds do.
Yep.
And you're freaked out over it because of whatever. Calm down.
Yeah.
I do believe that people who are spinning out a little want a yank on the chain. I really do. I do believe they're like animals in a certain
sense. They do,
but
it has to be delivered in a very specific kind of way.
Right.
You can't do it aggressively, firmly, but not...
I think I've given Drew this advice in his own relationship many times. When you start backpedaling, they end up getting more momentum and feel more out of control oftentimes.
Yeah.
It's like they're on a shopping cart going down a steep hill, and you backing up makes the hill steeper.
Yeah.
They need to be sort of reined in a little bit. Mm-hmm. Now, if you get caught banging one of their friends, it's going to be a tough sell. But you go up to the Playboy Mansion to do Politically Incorrect, for instance, Drew. Oh, did his wife give it to him? His wife, you know what he did? She took those garden shears, the big ones. She lopped his nuts off and then yelled, turn two. She threw it up, hit it with a fungo bat,
ouch.
And the kids actually took infield with his scrotal sack.
And completed a double play, strangely enough.
Yeah, turned a nice double play. It was a nice dig, by the way. Your son at first base.
Great. Short, no, he's a shortstop.
Short hopped the sack and just took it clean right off. Kept the foot. Nice stretch, too. Yeah. All right. And I don't appreciate the runner trying to take your son out at second, but, you know, that's how the game
is
played.
Game.
That's
used to
the
that.
Game. All right, let's take a break.
All right.
Yeah, we'll be right back after this. Hello, it's Loveline. I'm Ace. That's Dr. Drew over there. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Got my man Chris.
Speaking of, oh,
working
yeah.
Working the potentiometers over there. Smooth job over there, buddy.
Hi, Seth MacFarlane coming in towards the end of the month.
Seth MacFarlane
coming
in. Yeah. Hey, everyone loves the Family Guy now.
I love the Family Guy.
It's a weird thing. Like, I know it's just sounds like revisionist history, but 4 years ago when the show was on, I was like, hey, Family Guy. And I was like, huh? What? Now everyone's like, oh, Family Guy, great. Love the Family Guy. Just took people a little while to get on that train.
It is a show that requires two episodes. Viewing of two episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're in. You're just stuck.
Right. Whereas, like, this show, you're tired of it after two.
Two segments, you're tired.
Two segments. That's what I meant. You thought I meant episode?
Two shows.
Segment. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
You get back to the phones? Mm-hmm. Did we leave off anywhere?
No.
All right. Sarah?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I just want to say, first off, you guys are hot. Love you guys.
Thanks, baby doll.
Okay. The situation is my friend, we've been friends for probably about 4 years now,
mm-hmm.
and one night things got kind of crazy, and we ended up doing things together, you know,
mm-hmm.
I guess sleeping together.
Female friend?
Yes.
Okay. Did you guys have oral sex?
Yes.
Okay. As opposed to?
Well, I guess if you're going to sleep together as women, that's as much as you can do, right?
Well...
No.
Yeah? Okay.
No, not quite.
Oh, really? You get, like, vibrators and stuff? Or
sure,
what do you do?
Sure.
Strap-ons?
Well, yeah.
Ooh.
That can be included.
Do you have a strap-on?
Something fake, you know, I just go for the real thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's my thing. It's like, I don't need some dude with a strap on behind me when I can have the real thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes, sodomizing me. All right, then. So, you're bisexual?
I'd say so, I guess.
All right, so what's the question?
Well, the question is, I did this with her, but she, I don't know what it is about her. I guess I was her first sexual experience with another female, but she's just, I think, a little attached or something now, and I'm just, I'm not
thinking
about her.
How dare she?
I mean, you're not really into her that way?
Well, I mean, there is that sexual attraction, but I just, I don't know, she always wants to partake in something like that when we see each other now. And
does she want to date and have a relationship, that sort
of
thing?
No, she just wants to have sex.
Yeah, well, you don't want to do that?
Well, I don't know, we were pretty drunk, but I guess that doesn't really...
You're not as attracted to her. True, just whacked the microphone with his glasses, by the way. You've really, you're now using tools to punish the microphone.
No, it's sort of like an evolution.
No, that's what I'm saying. You look back at early man, you'll see at a certain stage when you're digging the fossils up, he started using tusk and bone and rocks and stuff.
The hand axe.
The hand axe. This is where you'll be entering the Bronze Age.
Mm-hmm. Soon
enough, you'll be dumping molten bronze on it, and then maybe the iron first. No, bronze.
Yeah, bronze.
And then we'll get into the iron, and eventually you'll be like smelting steel back there, and then composite materials too. You'll be like magnesium and things like that. All right, where are we,
Sarah?
Oh yes. All right, so we done with, I don't know. So what? All right, tell her you don't want to have sex.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, what do you want from
You're
her?
So hot. No one can resist you. You're so hot. Oh, my God. It's unfair. It's unfair for someone as hot as you to give just a sample of your hotness and not expect everyone to come back for a second helping. It must be difficult being so hot, Sarah.
How am I supposed to handle
this? Oh, so it's got to be tough. Just go back to junior college and leave us alone, would you? All right. So what? All right. Now I feel bad. All right. I'm sorry. I'm frustrated. Sarah, just tell her you're done. Tell you don't want anything.
Yeah, I guess that's what I should do. I don't know. We had a lot of fun that night. You know, it's just.
All right. Well, then have sex with her. It's a non-question. I don't know, and I can't tell you. Enjoyed it? You didn't enjoy it? You want to do it again? You don't want to do it again? If you're ambivalent, the person's going to pick up on the ambivalence, and they're going to try to exploit it.
Absolutely.
It's like a kid, you know? And it's like, Danny, can we stop? No. You don't do that. You just start beating the crap out of the kid with a slipper. That's what you do. And that's how the kid knows, right, Drew?
That's how.
You use a hairbrush, right?
Well, some people might.
Yeah, my dad used to pick.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and with the fist on it. The black pick.
Oh, an air pick.
Yeah,
I thought you meant
pick.
like a miner's pick.
No, that would have been a tool.
Yeah, your dad can't handle tools.
Doesn't know him. I think my dad thinks you have to have a license to like have a screwdriver or a crescent wrench.
You better describe that pick again, because I'm just thinking to myself, I don't think there could possibly be a single listener who knows what the F you're talking about.
Chris, you know what a hair pick, you know what a pick is?
Sorry.
You don't know what a pick is.
Hair pick?
See?
Pick. Yeah,
no.
Pick.
Have you ever seen it?
We're talking about brushes, right?
Yeah.
So you know we're on the topic of hair grooming, right? And then we say hair pick. No. Don't know what a pick
is. Did you notice Adam also threw in that it had a black power fist on it?
Yeah, I don't know.
How could that work? See, I don't got to describe it.
Well, let's do that. Let's puzzle.
Let's go on the, you know.
We could go on the magic box. but let's just see if we can piece together what we've gotten so far. We got hairbrush.
Right.
We've got hair pick. So we know it's sort of in the family of the head
comb
and grooming,
brush,
comb
yeah,
and brush.
Yeah.
And then we got the black power fist on the pick.
Sweet.
Okay. All right. Now.
No commentary needed. Just take it in.
Take it in. Now you're starting to think of ideas of what this device may be?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Draw it.
Like that?
Yeah, you rub it on your head. Okay. All right, no, hold on. That's not bad. That's not bad.
I'm gonna
You want to draw a picture?
Yeah, draw.
No,
please,
Chris. I want you to draw what you think a pick, what a hair pick looks like.
Please. I have no idea.
Well, no, please, just make a stab at it.
You did get the part where you drag it on your head.
That's good.
That's good.
We'll even give you a hint. The black power fist is actually where you grasp the object.
Or the handle.
It's where the handle is. If the fist makes a handle kind of thing.
Yeah, it's at the end
black
of the handle.
Fist. And there's nobody.
There's nobody?
Nobody knows what the hell you're talking about.
Nobody
knows.
You
have to identify the ethnic deployment.
Well, we did say the black power fist. Do you know what the black power fist is?
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Ooh. In Mexico in 1968, there was a famous international incident where a guy held his fist up
The Olympics?
Yeah, Olympics. Huh? You know what the Olympics
are? He's got a drawing.
Draw the Olympics, Adrian. Drew,
Sagan. There's nothing on the page. Hold on. Were these lines here? These lines were here, right? Okay, then he drew nothing. Okay. For a minute, I thought he actually drew the lines on the page. All right, we got nothing. All right, Drew is now going to draw the hair pick for engineer
Looks
Chris.
Like a menorah.
Are you drawing a menorah, you idiot? All right, let's say it is, in a way, it is a black one. Yeah. Drew, draw better. Now start over. Yeah, yeah. Jesus Christ.
All right, give him the ethnic,
Well, have I said black power fist 370 times?
Yeah, go ahead and finish it off.
All right, I'm not going to do that. Let's ask it. Let's humiliate Chris.
Actually,
Amanda.
Yes.
A hair pick. Do you know what it is?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
People use it with people that have curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
They use it to like brush out their hair, and then black guys use it to fro out their hair.
There you go. See, I have curly hair, so I would know that.
Yeah. You should know that, yes.
Oh, did Chris know? Is there a part? Did I fall asleep? There's
no,
a part where he knew something?
Yeah, he knows that.
All right. So Amanda's 21. She's calling from San Diego. She knows that. She knows the hair pick. That's decent. That's a decent. Yeah.
Okay. I know that is.
All right. All right. Here we go. Still living at home, everybody. Amanda.
Yes.
21. Let's rock it.
What class did you decide to take anyway?
What?
Wait, hold on. Don't talk to me. Talk to Chris.
What
or
class?
Say you're talking to
math,
Chris.
Math.
Math. Take some math. Wait, you're already taking math classes.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to expand your curriculum.
No, that's just what I have to get to.
Well, what was that guy advising you about? I ran into you at Starbucks.
Well, no, that was the math.
Oh, what math classes? Okay.
All right. Here we go now. Let's go.
Amanda?
Uh-huh.
You're 21. What's going on? You married. You had a kid a year ago. Sex is not that good now.
Not that it's not good, because it is still good, but mm-hmm. before I had a baby, mm-hmm. before I was even pregnant, well, even when I was pregnant, mm-hmm. self-lubrication or natural lubrication wasn't a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I knew that shortly after having a baby, it would be a problem, mm-hmm. but after a year, I figured it would be okay.
Yeah. What about that, Drew?
Have you kept on some sort of birth control since your delivery?
Yes. I got back on birth control, yeah.
A new kind of birth control?
No, it's the same as what I was on before.
Which is what?
Ortho-tricycline.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That shouldn't do it.
So what about God's grease gun?
It's been clogged up somehow.
Yeah. What happened?
I don't know. Usually it's, when you've had a baby, Amanda, you go through, as obviously you found, some tremendous hormonal changes.
Yeah.
And sometimes that can affect how you function sexually. There can be depressions, there can be orgasmic changes, there can mm-hmm. be libido changes, your drive, mm-hmm. sexual drive can change up or down.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it may just be that. Are you have normal arousal and normal drive to have sex?
Well, the drive isn't as good as it was, but it's still there, because before it was tremendous, and now it's still a lot, but not as much as it was before.
All right,
tremendous.
All right. And also the stress of having a young child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How are you getting along with your husband?
Wonderful.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go buy some lube.
Yeah. I'm not sure anyone will actually. You may need more estrogen. Maybe she's on the low dose tricyclic pill. There is a low dose now.
No.
But anyway, more estrogen tends to help. And sometimes there can be thyroid problems and other problems after pregnancy. You might want to get checked out. That can contribute to this. But the likelihood is just the shifts that go on after pregnancy change you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same.
Hair pick, by the way, is one of those things like salad tongs.
Tells you what it is.
Yeah, like you say, salad tongs. What is that? Well, they're tongs that you use for salad.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right.
Hair pick. What do you do with a hair pick, Drew?
It's you pick your hair.
All right. Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah?
Self-explanatory. Yeah. Got it.
Guitar pick?
Yeah. Yeah.
Pick a guitar.
Salad tongs.
That's right.
Nice.
All right. Anything more self-explanatory than salad tongs?
Hair pick.
Drew, you may be right. It's a tough one. Salad tongs or hair pick? Yeah, make a pretty good argument for hair pick. Ashley?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yeah, I'm 22.
Do you know what a hair pick is?
Yeah, it's a little pick that you pick. I don't know, I noticed most black people use that. For your afro.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Veal? Yeah.
Now, Chris, you're getting snaked by young chicks.
Yes.
You understand? Thank who are you. Calling the show.
Yeah.
Who are notorious for not knowing anything.
Veal or venison, Ashley?
What?
Do you know the difference between veal and venison?
No, I don't.
There you go, Chris. It's getting worse by the second, buddy. And if we start getting into World War II, you're going to put a gun to your mouth.
Okay.
So we're just going to move ahead with the show. Ashley?
Yeah.
22.
Your dad just got married to an 18-year-old foreigner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
No,
oh, I mean,
not
oh,
yeah.
Oh, I see.
What do you mean foreigner? What does that mean?
Not foreign, just from another country, but she's the same race as me.
Which is what?
She's a lot younger.
Hmm. She's by the way, asking what foreigner means is like asking what salad tong means, true.
No. Because foreigner could mean
someone from another
county.
Different land.
Or
no,
different type of person. Or
someone from another county.
And by foreigner, by the way, it includes a large number of people. And I'm wondering what she means by foreigner.
All right.
What do you mean
all right,
that?
Weisenheimer. What land is she from?
Laos.
Where?
Laos.
Oh, Laos.
Yeah.
Laotian.
She's Laotian.
But
which
she's
I like because it sounds like
Laotian.
She's not Laotian.
No.
She's just from Laos. Laos.
Yeah, because my nationality is Hmong.
Yours is Hmong?
Hmong.
Hmong?
It's a rare Asian.
So you're like a Hmonganite?
Hmong. That's my nationality.
How do you spell that?
It's with a silent H-M-O-N-G.
H-M-O-N-G?
H-M-O-N-G.
Is it like Cambodian, kind of?
No.
It's Hmong.
We have our own language, but we don't have an official country. But we live in Laos.
What's the history?
Oh, it's a long history. I mean, what do you want to know? I mean,
let's say
a lot of them have migrated down here to America, like the early 70s.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, you know, there are still a lot of people up there. There's still communism up there, too.
And by the way, I'll bet you Los Angeles gets a little Hmong before it gets a little Italy. When are we going to get a goddamn little Italy in this godforsaken town of
not
ours?
Not going to happen. No, not now the Hmong's here.
Drives me insane.
So is there something about your dad or this cultural...
Is she Hmong too?
Hmong. Yeah, she's Hmong too.
And is this some sort of cultural thing where the men reach back into the village and...
Nail young chicks?
Pluck something new, or what is this?
That's very common. Very common.
So he's doing something he's supposed to do by your cultural standards. We cannot judge. We cannot judge.
Yeah.
I'd hope that my dad be more modern nowadays because we live down here for over 20 years now.
Well,
here in America.
Once a Hmong, always a Hmong. That's what I say. But look, it's disappointing. And let me tell you something about these other god-awful cultures. They do all this reprehensible crap. It's the same stuff we'd like to do, too. We just got it beaten out of us.
Right. Well, your dad's hiding behind the culture to carry out these awful things.
Yeah.
And justifying it through the culture.
Yeah.
Come on.
We should have done that. We should have done it. But we got screwed. We gave it up early, admitted it was kind of stupid, and now we can't do anything. White guys, we get nothing. Just make some money. We have to buy hookers, but we can't do any of that great stuff. of like sex with the, you know, 15-year-olds or keep like a bunch of concubines and mistresses and things, all these other things. And it's great if it's a cultural thing. So, oh, what do you mean? That's what we do.
Very traditional. Mm-hmm. Very traditional.
No different than eating a traditional dish.
I'm a traditional man. I follow the culture of my forefathers.
Call me old-fashioned. I like to bang a 15-year-old every once in a while. All right. So are you living out of the house?
Yeah. I have been living away for college. I've been away for college.
Good.
5 years now.
Where do you go to school?
San Diego, University of San Diego, the private school.
God, it's so beautiful down there, that University of San Diego. It's hard to understand how anybody gets anything done.
Yeah, well, they know.
It's beautiful.
So how about your dad is going to do what your dad's going to do. It's you don't have to like it. It can be disappointing.
Yeah.
Your job is to get good grades and eventually marry a guy who's not like dear old dad.
No, I don't want to marry.
Ever.
I don't want to marry.
Ever.
You're freaked out.
I've been having a problem lately with, like,
wow. She, oh my God.
Blatant use of the S word.
That was an unapologetic scream of the S word. Yes.
You know what that was? That's like when you go to the car show.
Oh my God.
You go to the car show and there are cars parked all over the floor, but then you go to the display, the big turntable with the model on it.
Yes.
S. The 2005 S's are in early this year. Our model Ashley is displaying one. It's got the lights on it. There's some fanfare. Pulls a parachute off it. There it is.
The
big S word.
Big S,
Wow. All right.
I will talk to Ash. I'm intrigued.
No, I don't want to talk to her anymore. We've talked to her long
Ashley
enough.
Ashley is traumatized and confused. That's all
she
is.
She's angry at her dad. She's into guys now,
and
whatever.
She's inclined to be attracted to women. And when women are brutalized by men, you know.
We can't judge. Every
what are you
going to
do?
Every culture is beautiful. All beautiful, all equal. We'll take a, and we can never, ever judge.
Don't you dare.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Forget about that phone number. Let's help the kiddies, Drew, yes?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
All right. Try to think of another one of those things, like salad tongs and hair picks. Croquet mallet.
That's good.
You know what a croquet mallet is, Engineer Chris? Right? Okay. You know that? You know it's one of those self-explanatory things?
What's that?
The game Whack-A-Mole.
Whack a mole.
You whack the mole. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's right in there. Yeah. It's right in there. Unlike other games like Galactagon or whatever the hell that one is, you know what that is. That doesn't say anything. Yeah?
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah. Michael?
Oh.
Hey, you're 17.
Yeah. I want to know, does basically being exposed to porn as a child affect how you think?
Yeah, it can. It can make you a little compulsive around sexuality and make you prone to sort of you as a male objectifying women and sort of expecting things of sexuality that may be unrealistic.
But it doesn't have that big an impact. It depends how feeble your mind is. What happened to you?
Well, when I was about 8 years old, my dad showed me like a bunch of videos of like women giving head to men. It was just, and at that age, I didn't really know there was a difference.
Difference between what?
Men and women.
Oh, really?
So how did you...
Hold on. At age 8, you didn't know there's a difference between the girls in the class and the boys in the class?
I mean, I knew, you know, the hair and all that, but I
didn't know really what it was all for, and all of a sudden you're confronted with this. How did you remember?
There's plenty of instances of parents, like, sitting their kids down and, like, getting high with them and showing porn and stuff, giving the first hit of acid and stuff. Oof. Like, what the hell is going on in their minds?
Just
you know?
So we can sort of bring this all the way home, what was your experience when you watched, what were you thinking when you watched these things?
I don't know. After, I just always thought, you know, well, that's what I'm supposed to do.
All right. Well, look. And he did, well, here's the real problem, sadly. It's not so much your exposure to the pornography, it's that you were raised by a dad who thought it was a good idea to show his 8-year-old some illicit pornography. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Can't hear him.
We're having a little trouble with the phone lines tonight. But here's the thing. No, you're not scarred, per se.
Well,
you're not. Don't walk around feeling like you're damaged goods.
Yeah.
Your dad's a jackass. That's the damaged good part.
There are a lot of...
this stuff doesn't exist in a bubble, by the way. It's not like, oh, he's the world's greatest caring
Except,
place. It's fine. He plays for the Philharmonic. Right. He's at every open house. He's supportive and nurturing and shows it gets important.
Yeah. No.
He's an idiot, this dad.
But if you talk to strippers and people in pornos, a lot of them had... Many will often have had this kind of experience.
That was dad goosing them.
No. Sometimes it's just the sexual material.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
No.
Rachel, 21.
No.
Hi.
Wait a minute. I was ahead.
Hey.
What's happening?
No.
I mean, yeah. All right. Go ahead.
I have a question just for Dr. Drew.
Yeah. Hold on a second. Engineer Chris... Do you know what a spork is?
A spork?
A spork.
Isn't that a spoon in...
Huh? What?
A spoon in a fork?
Yeah!
Oh, God.
Gold star.
All right. What's happening, Rachel?
I want to know what could be the consequences with having my nipples pierced while lactating. Like, what... Does it stretch it out? Does it make it insensitive afterward or anything?
All I hear is that it just makes it a little more difficult to breastfeed, which is already a difficult process.
Well, of course, you'd have to take them out.
And you have to take them out, yes. But it makes the whole process a little more difficult.
Are you lactating now?
No, it's not for me. I've done had my children. It's for my best friend.
Oh, yeah, you're 21. You've had your brood. That's enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. At 21, it's actually dangerous to have kids past 21, is it not true?
Of course.
All right. Why she should focus on the breastfeeding and the lactating and all kinds of stuff. And then when the smoke is completely cleared, see about getting the nipples. And really, do you want mommy with the chandeliers hanging from the jug?
Please.
We'll take a quick break. Be right back. My idiot parents and stuff you couldn't even think of. Hey, everybody. You know what I mean? You didn't think. You could not.
Creative cheap.
It's stuff you didn't know you could do. Idiots. All right, everybody. Let's take a little break. What do you say?
Yeah, I'll do that.
A little extendo break.
Here we go.
Let's get the break, Chris. Let's go, buddy.
All right.
Let's go. Let's focus now.
Hair pick.
So,
hair pick.
Until steam shovel. That's another one of those things that sounds good. Well, you might be right. You might be
spork.
Right. Spork, though. That's a good one. All right, we'll take a quick break. Quick 22 hours.
Baseball bat.
And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.